Welcome to the UUMA podcast channel. This is Jeanette Lallier, the UUMA Director of Operations. This coming summer, we are excited to be welcoming back the Reverend Dr. Jackie Lewis, pastor of Middle Collegiate Church in New York City, as a guest preacher for our 2024 virtual ministry days. The last time we welcomed the Reverend Dr. Lewis was in 2015 at our UUMA Institute. Today, we would like to share a rebroadcast of her sermon given in 2015 during the Wednesday morning worship service. This summer ministry days will be held virtually June 17th through the 19th. You can find links to more about the event and the Reverend Dr. Lewis in the podcast description. Enjoy.
My name is Jackie, and I'm a closeted UU. Hi, Jackie.
Hi, Jackie.
Thank you. What an honor it is to be with you. I feel at home whenever I'm with you. Thank you so much for that feeling. Will you say a word of prayer with me? May the words of my mouth, Holy One, and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight as we seek to hear a word from you. Light our way. Open our hearts and ears. Change our minds. Amen.
Amen.
The name of the sermon is Somebody's Calling My Name. Somebody's Calling My Name. We don't know their names because the text doesn't tell us. Well, maybe only a few. Moses, Aaron, and Miriam. We only know a few names, but we know they were weeping, wailing, mourning, lifting up their voices in anguish and lament. This is too hard. We've been suffering for so long. Our children are hungry. Our women are heartbroken. Our men are doing back-breaking work, and we just can't take it anymore. We don't know their names, but we know they were slaves in a strange land, suffering under the hands of their taskmasters, lifting up their names, their lives, their hearts, and hopes to their helper, their God. And God heard their cries. You know the story, either the Cecil B. DeMille version or God, Exodus, and Kings, or the one in the book. God hears, well, Moses. God hears the cries of the people and is activated, responsive, catches the attention of a prince turned shepherd named Moses and shows up in a burning bush to call him to ministry. God says, I've heard their cry, I know their sufferings, and I've come down to bring them out of slavery, to liberate them, to emancipate them. And you, Moses, you're the one I'm going to use. Moses says, can I do this? God says, yeah, you can. I like to paraphrase the scripture. I know that doesn't offend you. But in some context, I'm getting the hook right now. God says, sure you can. I'll be with you. Moses says, whom shall I say is sending me? Okay, can I just say, if you're talking to a burning bush and you have the presence of mind to ask the name, I'm just saying. Anyway, back to the story. Whom shall I say is sending me? I think Moses wanted to know something not only about the name of the one sending, but the character and the nature of the one sending. God says, Ehiye Asher Ehiye. Ehiye Asher Ehiye. One of my rabbi friends who studied with Rabbi Heschel says, I don't think we should try to translate this sound of breath. But if you must, maybe the best translation is, I will be who I am about to become. I will be who I am about to become. I love that. I love that. This sound of breathing. Ehye, say it. Ehye. Ehye, Asher, ehye. A kind of emergence, a kind of becoming, full of potential and possibility and promise. Mysterious, unknown, not yet-ness. I shall be what I have yet to become. Love that. Possibility, past, present, future, wrapped all up in one name. In the face of emancipatory power, in a conversation with God, Moses understandably is unsure. I don't mean to whine, but I think he probably was. What if they don't believe me? Again, a little offensive. God says, take the staff, throw it on the ground. See, it turned into a snake. Pick it up. See, it's a rod again. Show them that. What if they still don't believe me? Okay, take your hand. All right, stick it inside your cloak. See, leprous. Stick it back in again. See, clean. Show them that. But I can't talk. I stutter when I speak. I'm sweaty in the palm. Can I take Aaron? Okay. The text says God's anger burned at Moses. It's a wonder that child lived to tell about it. Anyway, so you know how it goes. Moses and Aaron get to messing with Pharaoh. When they get to messing with Pharaoh, he gets to messing with the bricks. Go ahead, if you're feeling froggy. Oh, that's in the wrong context. If you think you can make bricks without straw, go ahead and try to do that. And so Pharaoh's mad at them, and then the people are mad at Moses, and then Moses is mad at God. You told me to go tell the people what to do. You told me to go deal with Pharaoh. Now they won't listen, and Pharaoh won't listen, and I'm just so upset about it. You know that feeling when one of your siblings was sassing your parents? Did that ever happen? And you thought, maybe that's just in a black context, but you thought, he's going to get it. He's going to die. Wow. Anyway, God did not smite Moses, but instead sort of did an apologetic about herself. Moses, come here. Come here, boy. Did I tell you who I am? Did I tell you my name? With a little sass. I said my name is I shall be what I will become. I am the one who makes and keeps promises. I said I'm going to make you free, and I'm going to make you free. I see God in my imagination with her hands on her hips, dressing him down. I spoke the universe into existence. What? Hello? Freedom is easy for me. I am your God, and you are my people. And I have heard you, and you have moved me, and I will redeem you. I will rescue you. I will release you. I will save you. I am a refuge, a place in which you can hide yourself. I will protect you and guard you. I have got your back. Go ahead. Call my name, because I can take it. And my word is bond. Whew. Can you imagine all of that coming out of that fiery hot mouth of God? Poor Moses. Poor Moses. Called, terrified, resistant, and overwhelmed. Poor Moses. Poor us. Called, terrified, resistant, and overwhelmed. We're praying for peace and it seems elusive. We're protesting for justice and that darn moral arc of the universe just refuses to bend to earth. We're jumping up, we're trying to grab it, we're reaching to catch it and it won't bend fast enough. 50 years ago, Freedom Summer and we ain't free. 50 years ago, Selma and the Pettus Bridge, and we're still getting our heads knocked around, still getting our spirits knocked around. We have reason to be afraid. We have reason to doubt. We have reason to quake in our boots. But, Ehyeh, Asher, Ehyeh, I shall be what I have yet to become is bigger than our fears, bigger than our insecurities, badder than our hesitations. This emancipating, liberating God of justice and righteousness and freedom is presence and power and possibility and promise and word and bond and love and hope and deliverance. When Martin King was killed and an 8-year-old Jackie slept underneath her bed to hide from the bullets flying in Chicago, God called her, me, to ministry. God hears our cries. When the towers went down in a city heretofore divided around race and class, God united a people and made a peaceful city. When the girls were kidnapped by Boko Haram, God put Christians and Muslims and Jews in a Christian sanctuary in New York City. And I will never forget the picture of the Muslim women on their knees, face on the ground, praying to God, our God, in my sanctuary. When the boy was shot with Skittles and iced tea, God raised up a multiracial, intergenerational army of lovers who refused to let violence define us. When there were no indictments in the shooting death, God took some Jews, some Muslims, some Christians, and some UUs and sent them into the heart of the nation's capital. And they laid down and did a die-in to say that Black lives matter and all lives are precious. God is calling our names. God is lifting up a cry. God is lifting up a cry for help. If my people will claim their divine spark, she's saying, if my people will find their call, their purpose, and their identity in my identity, we will become what we have yet to become. Right. We will all be what we are called to be, free. Make no mistake about it, friends. It is time and we are called. We are called to this movement of justice. We're called because there is a racism problem in the United States of America. We are called because there's an economic problem in the United States of America. And we are called because there is a leadership vacuum in the United States of America. We are the ones we've been waiting for. And Dr. King said it best, this is no time to engage in the luxury of cooling off or to take the tranquilizing drug of gradualization. Now is the time to to make real the promises of democracy. Now is the time to make justice a reality for all of God's children all across the land. Our movement for justice needs to be interracial. It needs to be intergenerational. It needs to be intentional. It needs to be international. It must be interreligious. We must make allies out of former enemies. We must collaborate and cooperate. We must use our prophetic imaginations to heal our land by any means necessary. Yes. We've got the stuff. Yes. We've got the right stuff, baby. Yes. And we must be impatient with religiosity that separates us and demonizes us. We must love each other, forgive each other, support each other, welcome each other, take care of each other. We must work so that every mouth is fed, every child has a bed, every parent can learn and earn a living wage, every child can have the right to education, every senior citizen not choosing rent or medicine. Every person is honored no matter who they love and how they love them. Every life matters. Every black life matters. Every life is sacred. This is our calling. This is our task. This is our movement, and we're the ones. We have what we need, and no one can turn us around. We must aim at justice. We must bend the moral arc of the universe right now, today, toward peace. With the promise of liberation at our back, it's time to heal our world for all time. Why? Because a legion of voices are lifting up their cry to God, and God hears it. Why? Because God is calling your name, and you're the one that God has been waiting for. We have to put on our shoes. We have to fill our bottles with living water. We have to fill our knapsacks with the bread of life. And we have to start marching toward the promised land of freedom. Are you ready?
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Say, now's the time.
Now.
And we are the ones.
We are.
Now's the time.
Now.
And we are the ones.
Yeah.